This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome to war. God, Cody, we're already in hour number three. How did that happen? Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina on Real Side Radio. It is great to be with everybody at GCN Network on 52 stations and Salem Radio Network on Facebook, all over the world, on satellite as well as terrestrial radio and on the interwebs as well. And hi, folks in Facebook room. You could follow me at David Sussman. Follow my show daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time every single day at America's Voice News. It is called America's Voice Live. We're talking live news and commentary. And you can also find my show Whiskey Politics. It is live at 4 p.m. every Friday at America's Voice News, and please follow Whiskey Politics on YouTube so you can catch it at any time as well. And please find our Facebook pages, Whiskey Politics, as well as the Dave Sussman Show. So, in the first of all, I just want to say, first, that was an incredible. I feel so much more educated from that past hour. I don't know about you folks. John Milton Peterson was talking with me about what's going on in Syria. And this mess, and now the political mess where you've got two-thirds of the Republicans that essentially went against Trump on his decision to pull out the troops. And my first immediate reaction last week when he did this, whenever it was also negative as well. But as I'm starting to learn more about it, and I heard this today from my co-host on America's Voice Live, when I'm starting to hear more and more people is that more and more people are starting to learn about this. Because we kind of have to. We're in the media. We have to know what's going on. And they're starting to see how complicated this issue is and how intertwined it is. And how really the enemy of my enemy of my enemy is my friend. It may not be the truth anymore. And that Turkey is doing what it's doing right now because Erdogan is in trouble. And he's trying to save himself politically. And the Turks are our friends and Erdogan isn't. And obviously we don't like Bashar Assad. And now Putin is in there. And heck, let's just get out of Dodge, man. What are we doing? Why do we need to be there? If we can send some cruise missiles and take out some of the ISIS that are resurgence anytime we want to, then what do we need our troops on the ground for? Why do we need good people like John Milton Peterson, who just told us on air in the last hour that he lost two of his special forces brothers in Syria? Right? What are we doing there? So it's interesting. My mind is changing on this. What about you? Let us know. I want to get back to more. I want to get back to more of our U.S.-based our politics that are going on right now. Because, in case you've been hiding under a rock the past couple of weeks, there is an impeachment inquiry happening in Washington. And while there are so many incredible other issues I want to talk about, what is the election, or what is happening in different state capitals around the country, and the move towards more conservative legislatures, as we just saw in Louisiana this week. You didn't hear about that in the media, folks. Louisiana, the Republicans just took supermajority. And it is, for the Democrats, it is a really bad sign for the election in 2020. And I want to talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that next time I'm on the air here. But I want to get back to the situation, this coup attempt. Yeah, I said it. It is a coup attempt. It is what is happening right now in D.C., where the Democrats were unable to win the election that they promised themselves that they were going to win. In 2016. And from the moment President Trump was elected, from the moment, before he was even inaugurated, they tried to turn the will of the American people. Do you remember that they were trying to get electors not showing up from different states around the country so he wouldn't have the electors from the Electoral College? You remember when they came in and all of a sudden it was that the emoluments clause. Well, he owns businesses and an Iranian came in 1992 and bought a cocktail, at, you know, Trump Plaza or whatever it may be. And he should be impeached for that. And, you know, they went down that road. And, remember Stormy Daniels? And, well, that didn't turn out to be anything. And the list goes on and on. Obviously, the granddaddy was Russia, Russia collusion, which all came from the Democrats, by the way. It all started from the DNC. We know all this, right? But what is happening right now with this impeachment inquiry, you know, Rudy Giuliani was subpoenaed. And he was subpoenaed, and his lawyer responded saying that he will not be complying. And the reason he said he's not going to comply is because they're not really subpoenas. That there was no vote for the impeachment inquiry. So what Rudy Giuliani's lawyer said is that they're nothing more than sternly worded letters with a request calling themselves subpoenas. The House must vote first to authorize a committee investigation if its members want the judicial authority to enforce these letters. The kangaroo court that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are running has yet to do so. And so, because they're not really subpoenas in any legal sense, there is zero penalty for not complying with them. Giuliani, having his lawyer send a response, is already beyond what he had to do. So the Democrats are clearly planning something with this illegitimate and ever-changing impeachment operation. Remember what it started as? It started as that it was a quid pro quo because Donald Trump spoke with President Zelensky in Ukraine, and supposedly he said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to investigate former Vice President Biden. He didn't say that. Everybody's read the transcript. He did not say that. He did not say that. It never happened. Okay, so now they're changing it, and they want to bring in everything. They're throwing in the whole kit and caboodle. They want to go back to emoluments. They want to go back to Russian collusion. And most importantly, folks, and I said this a couple of weeks ago on the radio here, is that they want to take advantage of any process crimes, that there is obstruction of justice because Rudy Giuliani is not submitting and opening up his books because of this supposed, subpoenas. So we're going to talk about this, and we're going to bring in a great guy, somebody I really, really like, Peter Van Voorhees. He is a fantastic political strategist, and we're going to get to the bottom of all this after the break. Don't go away, folks. Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
And welcome back to, I keep wanting to say, America's Voice News, Whiskey Politics. It's a real side radio, and, you know, muscle memory in the mouth. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm looking at the chat rooms here on Facebook, and around the country we've got people all listening to us on 52 stations on GCN and the Salem Radio Network. And this is one of the great radio shows that's out there. And, yeah, I got to tell you, Joe's really built something incredible here. And thanks to all you listeners that are out there that are listening to me, Dave Sussman, guest host here tonight. You can find me at America's Voice News Daily from 11 to 1 each day. We do live news and commentary, and every Friday at 4 p.m. live as well at Whiskey Politics. And, hey, follow me on Facebook at Whiskey Politics as well and at David Sussman on Twitter. Okay, let's get back to national politics and the coup attempt, the coup d'etat, if you will. What is happening right now in Washington, D.C. and the Democrats with this impeachment inquiry? I could think of no better person person to talk about this who is really involved in this on a daily basis. Peter Van Voorhees, who's a columnist, he's a political strategist, a media commentator. He really has his thumb on the pulse of what is going on. And Peter, great seeing you last night as well at our mutual friends group. You know, you're one of those guys that when you walk in the room, everybody knows Peter's there. You just you have a presence with you.
I was there because I had a mustache last night.
You did. I'm not going to tell you what the mustache looked like on air, but you look different.
But yeah, I definitely looked a little bit different from the normal beard. So we're just experimenting around with the facial hair now.
Fun with facial hair.
Back for November.
Yeah, fun with facial hair. Okay, so let's talk a little bit here. Nancy Pelosi, she declined to have the House vote for the impeachment inquiry, which means, according to people on the right, that these subpoenas are not subpoenas. They're just strongly worded letters now because there's no there. There's no legal ramifications if people don't abide by the subpoenas. A lot of people are saying, Peter, that this is basically a defense mechanism, that they've tried to take this president out since day one before he even became inaugurated. And this isn't about Ukraine. This is just about the Democrats just trying to find any reason or way to take this president out, even though they're unlikely to do so. What are you seeing here? What is happening?
Yeah, Dave. So here's the thing. The idea that the Democrats actually care about the substance of what Trump did is ludicrous. Everyone, even on the Democrat side, even if they won't admit it, knows that this is just one of a gazillion attempts that they've had to try to take out President Trump before he's able to even finish his first term. They tried it by saying he was an agent of Vladimir Putin. They tried it by saying that he committed some alleged criminal acts with his business dealings, which have never been documented or proven. And now they're trying to do it with Ukraine. So the idea that Democrats are doing this just for a political motive is obvious. And the other thing that I think is important to note is that impeachment, it is not a judicial process. It's not like, oh, Trump did this, therefore, we are able to impeach him. I think it was Gerald Ford who said at the time during the Nixon proceedings that, you know, it is up to the House of Representatives to determine what constitutes impeachment. It is up to them. It's basically up to their political whim and will what a high crime and misdemeanor is. There's obviously things like treason and stuff that's really non-negotiable. But on things like this, it's just up to the House of Representatives to decide what they want to do. And I think, you know, the important thing to note with that is that they have tried to do this for so, so long. They try to do it on dubious claims. And the idea that they are going to do that instead of governing, it doesn't put them in the best position for 2020. They're really just trying to double down on, you know, what they've been trying to do for the past 3 years. And unless they build a platform, it's not going to work for them. And this may end up getting battled out in court because, like you were saying, they're not actually bringing it to a vote. It's not like what happened with President Johnson in the 1860s. It's not like what happened with President Nixon or was going to happen. It's not like what happened with Bill Clinton. They're doing it just through these committee investigations like they were doing with the whole Russia investigation, totally in secret. They're leaking stuff to the press and just trying to cause a hubbub about it to get Americans to favor impeachment. It's clearly not legitimate in this case because President Trump, well, rightly, he's able to defend what he did. You could look at that and say that what he did is incorrect. I could respect that perspective. But frankly, I don't think he did anything that is impeachable. I think you could say you shouldn't do that. I don't think that rises to the level of needing to remove a president of the United States, especially when you've spent the last 3 years trying to remove him. That's my take on that.
Peter, what concerns me more than the politics of it, which is completely transparent and blatant, is that it seems to me that starting with Kavanaugh and now this, that the legislative branch is under complete control by the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party, we saw it with Kavanaugh with the Senate. Okay, and they went after him without giving him any kind of due process. We're now seeing this with the impeachment inquiry. The Fourth Amendment's been thrown out of the window. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, I really truly believe that some of these people's end goals is to completely abolish the separation of powers, checks and balances be damned, and you know what? That we're going to rewrite the Constitution here because we're not happy with the results of an election.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely trying to rewrite the Constitution. I mean, I think a a better example of that maybe that I would use instead of the Kavanaugh hearings, because I think Mitch McConnell still is in control of the Senate. I just think that there was a very slim majority and it was a little bit different case. What I would say is more of a bad impulse on behalf of the Democrats is when they're trying to do that national popular vote compact. I don't even know if that would stand up in court. I highly doubt it would. But it's the idea that if enough state legislatures sign an agreement saying that they will give their electoral votes to whoever wins the popular vote, as long as the collective electoral votes of those states that have signed that compact equals 270, they and they alone could end up choosing who the president of the United States is. Just based on the popular vote,
yeah.
Because they would give all their electors there, totally getting rid of the Electoral College.
Right,
so
right.
There's a lot of assaults like that on the Constitution.
Yeah, and we saw that also with their effort to abolish the Electoral College. There's a lot of people out there, AOC and others, that are talking about getting rid of the Electoral College. They're calling it racist, for crying out loud. We got about 30 seconds left here in the first segment here, but I see this as something where their biggest goal is to basically reinvent government. They're not happy with the Second Amendment. They want to curtail our rights in the First Amendment, because if you say something that's going to be offensive, you should go to jail, like Tommy Morrison did in Robinson did in England. I mean, this is where we're heading towards if these people gain back power again. And I know that we had a slim majority in the Senate under the Kavanaugh hearings, but if the Democrats had the Senate as well, if Chuck Schumer had the Senate, believe me, I mean, in a million years, Kavanaugh never would have made it through that. It would have, and he would have been ruined for life. So.
Kavanaugh never would have gotten through
right.
The Democrat Senate. No nominee like him would have.
Yeah, and they're chucking out due process. The Fourth Amendment for them is an inconvenient, it's an inconvenient right. And any right that is inconvenient, Peter, is for them at this stage right now, it's just collateral damage, and that's my biggest concern. Anyway, we got a longer segment coming up here after the break with Peter Van Voorhis, who's we're talking everything right now. Impeachment. I want to talk about the future of the Democrats as well. We'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats left a meeting on Syria with President Trump after he is said to have attacked her and others. Earlier, the president backed his decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria.
So I view the situation on the Turkish border with Syria to be, for the United States, strategically brilliant.
But some members of Congress see it differently. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think it was a mistake, and I hope it's not too late to stop this aggression.
The House voted overwhelmingly on a resolution condemning the action. Pelosi says she thinks that bothered the president.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Please answer the question.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mom.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and we are talking. We're talking impeachment. We're talking the Democrats. And we have Peter Van Voorhis, who is just a guy really with his finger on the pulse, the thumb on the pulse. What do you say there on what is going on in D.C. right now from a perspective where I really always find your perspective enlightening, Peter, because you always take a look at it more of a pragmatic point of view. You know, we don't get the Fox News or the CNN, you know, conservative, liberal. It's, I think you look at it from a standpoint of, okay, this is what it is, and this is what's happening, and I appreciate that. Last night, Peter, we obviously had the Democrat presidential debates. Four. That's the fourth one, I believe. There's only eight more to go, by the way. They're doing 12.
There's so many. There's a lot.
Yeah. People, if you're enjoying this, you need therapy. But anyway, the first question.
I need therapy because I rebel.
We're diseased like that, right? I always view the quadrennial election like the Super Bowl, the World Series, and the NBA championships wrapped up in one. You know, the presidential campaign.
Just a quick aside. You know what I tell people, Dave? I say, really, unless you work in politics, don't even bother watching cable news or paying attention to that stuff. Like, listen to some good talk radio and listen to people that you like. But if you think you're getting anything enlightening by, you know, watching Fox News 8 hours a day or CNN 8 hours a day,
yeah,
they're just repeating the same garbage and making you angry. Just go and listen to some real facts.
Yeah, no, and that's what we're trying to do. And you know, I know you're in the media, and I do my thing with America's Voice News and my shows over there. The goal is to talk about the facts and the truth as they are without the political spin. And sometimes I find myself, you know, cheerleading one side or another because I truly believe in what it is that we're trying to achieve. And then I think to myself, wait a minute, am I sounding like a Sean Hannity or am I sounding like somebody else? No, there are certain issues that we need to attend to here. And one of them is the fact that the left last night are continuing to display this move towards socialism. And I think that, quite frankly, is a clear and present danger for this country, the United States of America. But I got to ask you, first of all, what is your view right now of the Democrats, the candidates that are running? Do you see anybody standing right now as a threat to President Trump?
You know, I don't know if any of them individually represent an outsized threat. I do think, however, that Elizabeth Warren will end up being the nominee, and we should probably be preparing for such. Her performance last night was not great. There were a lot of candidates attacking her on her health care plan and the fact that the middle class would have to pay for it, and a lot of different things like that. But I think in general, she strikes, even though she's far on the left, I think at least how she comes across strikes a reasonable balance to where the progressive and moderate wings of the Democrat Party can come together and nominate her. Whether she will be hugely effective against President Trump remains to be seen, because obviously President Trump has the strength of his personality, he has the strength of the economy, he has the strength of a lot of things on his side. But if the economy takes a downturn, or God forbid he does something actually impeachable, whether on purpose or by accident, or a lot of other factors, you know, anything can happen. Tapes can be leaked. Recordings can be leaked. Stuff can happen. So I really think it's a gamble as to what will happen. I think at this point it's mostly just conjecture. We can only guess and say what's on the ground at this point. And it looks like President Trump will likely have a victory, but we'll see. We have to wait until it's a one-on-one and know who the candidate is. And with 12 people running against him, it's just too hard to tell at this point.
Well, Moody's Analytics, which is a polling service, they have correctly predicted the president the last 40 years, except for one. They missed.
Except for last time with Clinton.
2016. You got it. And they are calling right now. In, what are we, October, middle of October 2019. So like you said, anything can happen, Peter. They're calling right now a Trump landslide.
I read that as well. I have some concern with that, though. The reason being is that entire report was predicated on the economy. And this might not be a popular opinion, but it is factual. And that is, whether you like it or not, whether you politically believe in this trade war or not, the effect that it's having on the confidence of the American stock market is not terribly good. There's reasons that President Trump is pressuring the Fed to change the rates, or change the interest rates around to be more beneficial to the economy. And there's a lot of things that he's doing to, whether you like it or not, to try to keep the economy going. I think it's right generally to get the economy in the right direction. But 13 months is a fair amount of time. And there are several reports saying that when polling has shown that even a 12% market correction, something that just happens naturally in markets, would be enough to make his economy not strong enough to where he couldn't win re-election. So basically, for the next 13 months, you better keep your fingers crossed that the economy doesn't turn down at all. Because if it does, it's going to be very, very hard for him to win.
He must have been watching my show today on America's Voice News, because I said almost the same thing, because metrics just came out today and it showed that consumer spending just went down, first time in a while. Now, it didn't go down a lot. It only went down a couple of clicks. And it may be revised next month, as these numbers often are, and it can be bumped up again. But what it's suggesting is that, and it's third quarter, and fourth quarter always bumps up. People do their Christmas shopping. But the fact is that it did stop or stay slow, or I should say stay static, or it slowed down a little bit. Consumer spending is two-thirds of the economy in the United States, by the way. So that is everything. And I am with you 100% on this, Peter, because as a lay economist myself, we are way overdue for a recession. I don't care who the president is. 7 to 10 years is the average for a contraction and then a recession in the market. And we haven't had one since 2008, 2007, 2008. We're now going on 12 years. So I think that whether... I was surprised we didn't have a recession in 2016, 2017. I thought we were due. So are you deeply concerned that the economy teeters a little bit here before 2020? And if it does, it will impact the election? I mean, I don't know. I hate to ask you to be a soothsayer and a prognosticator here, but how worried are you about it?
I'll prognosticate for you. I do not believe that anyone, not even the best economist in the world, could ever predict what the market will do. I think it's completely random. There are obviously factors that go into it, but what it does, it just does, and we're not able to predict it.
Okay.
The Keynesian economists have obviously failed in that. What I do know is that the chances in 13 months of having a slight dip in the economy, especially with these trade war pressures, are great. How great they are is to be determined, but 13 months is not like 2 months. It's not like, oh, in 60 days, we just need the economy to be good. It's no, 13 months, and the economy all the time goes up and down little bits. A little bit of downturn could cause President Trump to lose re-election because he won, I believe it was Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania by a combined 77,000 votes. Combined.
He
has to win all those states, you know, and it's gonna be tough for that reason, but I think if the economy stays strong, he will win. I really do.
Yeah. In our last 2 minutes here, Peter, going back to impeachment, and, you know, I think they tried to put the genie back in the bottle yesterday by saying that there's no impeachment vote coming. And, you know, listen, they needed to act swiftly on this thing and accurately, and they needed to take this man out as quickly as possible so they can get back to the election. If it doesn't happen, what is the ramifications for the Democrats next year?
Well, it's not a question of it not happening. It can't happen. You would need 67 votes in the Senate to convict President Trump. And
right.
That is absolutely not going to happen. So it will not happen.
But let me just say this. Clinton is impeached as a president because the House impeached him. He did not get convicted by the Senate. They want to brand as president.
That was by like one vote, and he actually did something. He did commit perjury.
Right.
It's different. I get what you're saying.
Right. Do you think this hurts the Democrats next year, though, or does it help them?
I think it hurts the Democrats because while they're in the impeachment frenzy, they are not going to be going out and creating a coherent policy platform. While I disagree with it, they could make the case that health care, a better environment, looser immigration, and other things are good for America, and they could sway those middle-of-the-road voters. But instead of doing that, they're going and literally being the thing that President Trump accuses them of being, which is absolutely hysterical, absolutely in collusion with the mainstream media. And now I will say, after seeing all this Russiagate stuff, in collusion with the deep state, if you want to call it that.
Right.
The people in the intelligence community and the bureaucracy who want to keep things as the status quo. And if you are against that, they will try to take you out. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I just think it's what happens when you try to take away people's power. And I'm not surprised to see it happening.
Gotcha. Peter Van Voorhees, you can be found at petervanvoorhees.com. And any social media you want to throw out?
Just Peter Van Voorhees for everything.
Peter Van Voorhees for everything, folks. Follow this guy. He is somebody that you definitely want to follow. And I appreciate you coming on, my friend. We'll see you soon, Peter. And folks, I'll be back after the break to wrap it all up. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back at Real Side Radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took an oil belt, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem, I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
While I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Can't let me go.
It's so good being with you guys tonight. I'm really enjoying myself, and I cannot believe this is the last segment of our 3 hours. So for those in the chat rooms, appreciate you sticking through and listening to our incredible guests and my humble commentary. But I got to tell you, and these are my final thoughts of the evening for you. Nikita Khrushchev, he once said that America would be destroyed from within. He said it. He said the United States would eventually fly the communist red flag, and the American people will hoist it themselves. Think about what we saw last night. Think about that debate. Think about what we're seeing right now that's happening in the American left. I said the words, you know, the socialism on the left as it stands right now with the AOC plus three and the squad and these Democratic candidates on the dais as a clear and present danger to the United States. But I'm watching this last night and, you know, I have to unfortunately watch it because I got a report on it every day. America's Voice News, America's Voice Live. Find us from 11 to 1 each day, Pacific time. But each of these candidates seemed absolutely clueless as to the world that everybody else has been living in for the past 3 years. If you watched those debates last night, it sounded like we were in 1929, 1930s depression. The fact is that, yeah, the economy may slow a little bit, but we've got an incredible economy right now. It's the lowest unemployment in decades. International trade is being renegotiated right now to our benefit. Millions and millions and millions of people are no longer on food stamps. Our military, which President Obama came in and absolutely eviscerated, is being built up again. It's being repaired. Manufacturing in the manufacturing states that voted for President Trump is being revitalized. And we are also, for the first time in a long time, focusing on the border and the immigration debate, which is long overdue. We have the intransigence from the Democrats who, not more than 7 or 8 years ago, called illegal aliens, and now they're for abolishing ICE. The wall is being built. These things are happening right now on the ground. Everything this president has done has been effective. Everything this president has done has been checking off the promises that he made as a candidate. And as somebody, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I went in to the voting booth in 2016 with my fingers crossed just because he wasn't her. I had no idea that he was, I was hoping, we all hope, but I didn't expect him to push through judicial appointments of the conservative variety that the Federalists wanted. And from the day after November the 6th or whatever the date was of the last election in 2016, I think it was November the 8th, the Democrats have been vicious. They've been vitriolic. They have essentially become unhinged. And we're seeing it in the daily news. We're seeing it on the mainstream news. We're seeing it on the news channels. And it has now led up to what we're seeing as far as presidential candidates that are running for the nomination for one of the two major parties of this country. And they are representing an extreme, I don't even want to call it left anymore. You can call it progressive, but it is a socialist vision for this country. You know, while many of us are really grateful that this is a president that is able to fight back, and I don't know many politicians that would be able to withstand this Gatling gun, this barrage of hate and attacks by the left, this contempt for Trump supporters, for you, if you support this president. I don't know any president or any politician that could withstand this. This president is trying to do what he promised to do, and he's trying to drain the swamp. And I believe it is that reason that this impeachment inquiry is pushing forward, because we've got the IG report that is dropping any day now, probably by Friday, that is going to start naming names all the way up to President Barack Obama. Don't think for a moment that the Steele dossier and the FISA memo and everything that happened in Ukraine isn't going to have the fingerprints of the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama on it. And the CIA, the cohorts, the Brennans, they're in trouble. They're worried. And Nancy Pelosi, and for whatever your opinion is of her as a politician from policy, and I'm sure you disagree with her 99.9% of the time, you have to give her credit for being a tactile politician. You don't become Speaker of the House twice in a lifetime without knowing what you're doing. And for her to push this impeachment inquiry 24 hours before a transcript that comes out that debunks the reason for her to push this impeachment inquiry is a red herring. I'm sorry, I'm telling you this right now. This Adam Schiff show, that's what it is, it's a Schiff show, is a diversion, it's a squirrel. because they know that what's going to happen is that when this IG report comes out, they are praying that the mainstream media isn't going to read it to their viewers. The Democrats are concerned because they are losing. Trump, his supporters, they're victorious right now on every issue. And go back to what we were just talking about in the last hour with John. You know, even on Turkey and Syria, this thing could work out and could make Trump look like the non-interventionist president that he claimed to be. And it will work out for the region without losing blood and treasure on the ground of American lives. He seems to be ahead of his opponents on almost every single issue here. And the Democrats are petrified. The Democrats know that outside of the 600,000 people watching CNN and the roughly 2 to 3 million people watching MSNBC, in other words, their base, that the other 322 million people that live in the United States like having jobs. They like their family and friends having jobs. They don't want to soak the rich. You know who they're working for? The rich. The rich started companies. They became corporations. And now, thankfully, I've got a job. I don't want to tax these people into closing down companies. But that's what the Democrats are standing up there talking about last night. They want to create trillions of dollars of entitlements so that 70-80% of this country don't have to worry about work. What does that do to the human condition? What does that do to people's incentive and their motivation to get up in the morning and make their world a better place? You want to know what it looks like? Take a look at Venezuela. Take a look at 1980s Russia. Bernie Sanders himself said breadlines are good. I'm quoting him. This is a man that honeymooned in Russia. But these Democratic presidential candidates, they want to punish you. They want to punish you. And the way that they can punish you is by being a totalitarian. They want to tell you what to think. They want to tell you what to say. They want to tell you what to drive. They want to tell you what to eat. They want to tell you how you can work, how you can not work. And this is their vision. And I'm telling you right now that unless you like communist China, unless you like the gulag, that is the end game for these people. This will not win. And they know it. They are flailing right now. And we saw this last night. When was the last time you heard a Democratic candidate talk about freedom? When was the last time you heard a Democratic candidate talk about, liberty? You don't hear them saying those words. Those words are anathema to them. And you should, if you are on the line right now and you're not too sure, maybe you don't like this President Trump, listen to what these people want and then take a look at countries around the world that have what they want and ask yourself, do you want to live there? No, you're living in the United States. And for right now, it is still the best country and it is the economic beacon of the world. Ben Franklin warned that if we've been given a republic, if we can keep it. That we've been given a republic, if we can keep it. He knew that the totalitarians were only one or two election cycles away of taking it back. Thanks for joining me tonight, folks. Dave Sussman, you can follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. Find my Facebook page, Whiskey Politics and the Dave Sussman Show. And check me out at America's Voice Live each day from 11 to 1 Pacific Time at America's Voice News. Thanks, Joe, for having me. Thank you, Cody and Tammy. And I'll be back again soon. Cheers.